You ever seen, ridden on one of these things? They used to have them in cities. They run on rails and they're
little cars. No, I've seen them, Mobile and Reading both, but I never did ride one of them.
Or say if you were riding on a bus or a streetcar, you might tell the driver, well, the next corner is where I want.
Get off.
And say, here in Choctaw County, in Butler, where you have the courthouse, you say Butler is the
county side.
And say a man who has a civil service job, he works for the federal
government.
What about, what would you say the police in a town are supposed to maintain?
Well, law and order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say, in the days before you had the electric chair, you'd say murderers were
hung.
They do that around here?
No, they hadn't hung nobody up there in years.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were talking about somebody who was going to commit suicide, you'd say he went out and
shot himself.
Or if he was going to use a rope, he went out and
hung himself.
You ever hear of that happening?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about the names of a few states and cities just for pronunciation. Like if you were in the biggest city in this country, what state would you be in?
Well, New York used to be the biggest, I reckon it is, yeah.
Yes, sir. I believe so. Okay, what about if you were in Baltimore, you'd be in
Maryland.
Okay. And if you were in Richmond, you'd be in
Virginia.
And if you were in Raleigh, you'd be in
North Carolina.
And the one right below that is
South Carolina.
What about if you were in Atlanta?
Georgia. I've been there.
Have you? To where exactly?
I've been to Georgia.
Oh.
Atlanta. Been to Atlanta.
When was that?
Oh, it's been several years ago. Fella Kirksey had a sawmill down here at Needham, and I was furnishing the logs, and he had one of these little, well, he had an oil-burning mill that run on gas and oil, and something got wrong, and he couldn't get the parts, and we went to clean the ladder after it. He had me to go with him. And we got in there one morning, just before daylight. Because what we had to have, and then we caught the bus back to Montgomery, and we left his car there. He had a little Willis car, and we rode the bus from there on over and back.
Fair-sized city, isn't it?
Yeah, but I guess it's grown a lot since then.
Yeah. It's pretty big, all right. I guess it's the biggest city in the South now.
I guess so.
All right, what about if you were in Miami, you'd be in
Florida.
And the state we're in right here, we're in?
We'd be in Montgomery, the capital. But Birmingham, I reckon, Florida and Mobile. I don't know which one of them.
But the state that we're in right now is
Alabama.
And if you were in Louisville, you'd be in
Kentucky.
And if you were in Nashville, you'd be in
Tennessee.
What about St. Louis, you'd be in
Missouri.
And if you were in Dallas, you'd be in
Texas.
And what about if you were in Tulsa,
Oklahoma.
And if you were in Boston, you'd be in
Well, I reckon I forgot just exactly.
Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. You ever heard those states from Maine to Connecticut called anything altogether? Those are the...
Well, they were... Some of them called the New England states.
Right.
I never did study much history.
Seem to know your judge.
Well, what did I study, Georgia? I was pretty good on it. It wasn't hard for me. And them abbreviations, I used to know every state, the abbreviation of it. But now Alabama, they got some dadgum lazy, and we'll play them with
A.L. Well, is A.L.A. Alaska now?
I don't know.
Maybe that was it. Did y'all have to learn the capitals of the states and all
that? Yeah, learn them and learn their abbreviations to each one of them.
What about if you were in the biggest city in Maryland, that'd probably be?
Baltimore.
And the capital of this country, that would be?
Washington.
Specifically, it'd be Washington.
D.C.
And a big city in Missouri, that would be?
Kansas City.
Or St.
Louis, St. Louis, Missouri.
What about a great big city in Illinois?